sometimes it's just I don't do it in front of people like this. I'm just going to think I'm at my booth selling my stuff. So I am the Money Bakery. My name is Jen. I make non-edible cash cakes. They're cash gift alternatives. If you're gifting cash to somebody, I make it into a cake. I make it fun and I make it personal. I do have some examples I will show you in a little bit. But before we discuss the business, I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself and my background. Well, first of all, I have a child psychology degree way back when. I got licensed for insurance and I started working for my family's insurance company. I then went into claims, auto insurance claims, and then from there I went into marketing. And I began marketing for a healthcare facility. And I marketed to auto adjusters, which was what I was doing. So it's kind of a good fit for me. And from there I went into management and I started organizing insurance association trade shows. And I did a lot of those and I really enjoyed that aspect of it, which of course kind of fits into where I am now. In 2000, I met my husband and we were, and he works for a foundation repair company now, but he is my booth man. I call him my booth man, but he likes to be called the booth man. He helps me in every aspect of what I do on my weekend adventures, and he's kind of the muscle behind what I do. In 2001, we were married, and then in 2002, I had my daughter, who is kind of where this all started and why this all started. She does a lot of my toppers. She does my graphic work for me. She does my die cuts. She does kind of that kind of stuff, because she took classes in college for that, so it's a great fit for her to help us. And then that's my mom, who's here as well. When we moved here in 2019, right before she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and so she did come with us, and she's been with us since I am here, and when I am out venturing on the weekends, my daughter takes care of her, and she loves the donuts here, so as you can see, if I give her a donut, it makes her very happy. And then in 2003, I became a stay-home mom. And kind of fast forward to 2020, which is when my daughter turned 18. She wanted a really fancy cake. Of course, this was in the middle of COVID. And well, it was in the middle of COVID, and I went to Orlando, and I got her a cake, and it was about $300, and it was, it had big glass in it, and it was literally June of 2020, so the cake is very telling for where the kids were at that time. And I gave it to her and everything, and she didn't eat a bit of it. She hated it. And so I was really frustrated because I put a lot of time and money into this, and it just kind of went to waste. So from there on, I moved on from cakes, but came 2023, and she is now 21 years old. And I decided to make her a $210 cake for her 21st birthday. And she didn't have to worry about her eating it. I just had to worry about her spending it. And she took that cake apart in no time at all. That's the only picture I got of the cake, because once I gave it to her, it was torn apart and gone. I have the pieces, but that's about it. So anyway, so that's where it all started. And I created the Money Bakery. I created cakes that I thought, the four-tier cakes, I kind of went, I themed them, I did it for quinceañeras, I did it for bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, kind of the places that people gift cash. Being that it's a cash gift alternative, I thought, what are the traditions of gifting cash? And that is one of them, as is quinceañeras, of course, birthdays, weddings, sweet 16s, and I kind of went with a general model when I first started. We started Facebook, Instagram, and I also started a website. Real quick, I started realizing that everybody wants to make a custom cake. This is the first cake I made for a friend, and it was a Disney, well, we can't say that, but this is Disney. They're doing Disney. She loved tennis. And so that's what we made for her birthday. And I sent that cake to California, and it shipped perfectly. This was also one I made for a baby shower here. It was a fall birthday or baby shower. And was that. Again, a custom cake. Another custom cake I made. Anyway, so I realized that people don't want stock cakes. They want to make them for them. They put their own amount on them. They do what they want to do. So I then started being a vendor at events as well. So these are some cakes that I made. This was an artist cake. A lot of them don't make sense to you, but they do to the person. She was an artist. This is her artwork. She actually won an award for the one on top there. And we incorporated, a dad bought this for his daughter. I thought it was really cool. This was $1,850 for a cake that I made for a gal for her 18th birthday. She ended up being sick that day and was in the hospital and came home and had this cake, and I got the video of it, and it was amazing to watch her open it. This was a hunting cake that I made. And weddings. But again, you can see they're all kind of, custom amounts, what people really want to do. I learned my ideal client is parents. Parents, mostly moms, not gonna lie, it's mostly the moms who are doing this, but they send them to grandkids. I ship them all over the United States. They ship beautifully, so I ship them, everywhere for them. They do it for grandkids, we do it for their adult kids, weddings or baby showers or things that they can't be at. We make a special cake for them and personalize it so that it shows that they put some thought into what they're giving instead of sending a check or cash, because most people, that's what they're doing. So it's been a great alternative for people. My competitors that I've identified are, everybody says this, I don't get it, these are diaper cakes. Don't know if anybody's heard diaper cakes, but these are diaper cakes. Everybody says, oh, like the diaper cakes. Just because of that, I'm making a 2024 diaper cake that you'll be seeing soon. And I'm going to party with somebody and do that. But it will be my own diaper cake. And it's not going to be that. It will have money on it, but it won't be that. My other is edible cakes. Everybody wants cake at their party. Everybody wants cake. Well, what do people eat? What do they eat? I'm thinking nobody's coming to your party for the cake, but I can make tears on my cakes that are real. So I can add it to my cake. So for those people who say that, now I can say, you can add an edible layer onto my cake. So that was one obstacle that I was dealing with a lot. And I'm hopefully going to be able to incorporate that. I'm making a fake cake to kind of show that. Some of the obstacles that I am running up against is my website sales, and figuring out stock items that people can do. A lot of people go to my website and contact me, but I'm having a hard time with stock items. What is it that you could, go and grab and buy? That's kind of one of my obstacles, because everything's custom. I have Facebook, I have Instagram. This is my booth. One of the things that I am looking for help with is figuring out how to get into, the synagogues, into the gift shops at synagogues, because I believe that this would be a great thing for that. I have sent emails and contacted them. I just haven't heard back. A lot of people are telling me you've got to get into them, especially when I'm in Clearwater. I get a lot of that. And then one of the questions, that is one of my questions, if anybody has any, ways of doing that, or even quinceañeras, those type of things. It's just not a community I'm familiar with, so I'm not sure how to get into it. And then the question I have for people is man-themed cakes. What do men want in a cake? I don't know. Bachelor parties? Where are we? That's my question to you.
All right. Is that it? Yeah.